Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to The Third Eye with Rosemary Parks. And tonight I have a really special guest because the one thing that all of us ladies are always aware of, and especially this time of year, if we're going out to parties or we want to look good for our families, is our weight, our skin, our hair, how we look. And while there are some very, very good products on the market, they're pretty expensive. You know, it's nice to have these things. It's nice to have them as a gift even, but there are many things that you can buy in, that you have in your household, in your kitchen, and that you can buy at local stores to make recipes that are dynamite, that do as good as any of these products that will cost you an arm and a leg. And tonight I have my very good friend. She's an actress and she's a model. She's had a very lucrative career, and you'd actually be envious of some of the people that she's shoulders with, the famous people that she knows. But tonight she's agreed to come onto the show and talk about some of the things she does, because she looks absolutely fabulous, and there's no reason why we can't take some of her secrets here and use them for herself. So I just thought that would be a nice treat for Christmas. And as I had written on Facebook, that when you feel good, then that lifts up your energy and you feel like $1 million. Every woman knows when they go and have their hair done and their nails done that they feel great. So this is one step further than that. So I want to welcome Veronica Berry. Hi, Veronica. How are you doing tonight?
I am good. How are you?
I'm excited because I don't usually have this kind of thing on my show, but you know, spirituality and how you feel is also about how you look, because so many people don't love themselves and they have relationships less than who they are because they don't feel great, you know, or they don't feel they look good enough, or they're not thin enough or beautiful enough or whatever. And I think some of the things that you and I have talked about are just amazing. So I'm going to let you talk about, I'm going to let you lead into talking about what you want to talk about first of all. So you had said before we came on the air that you wanted to talk about the uses of coconut oil. You know, I know you can buy that in the grocery stores, and if you really shop around, you can get some good prices too. So okay, the floor is yours.
Okay. Well, several years of modeling, acting, sometimes I've had a lot of money and sometimes I haven't had enough. And one of the things that actually takes a cut is usually my skincare, my beauty products, because you're trying to kind of live within a budget. So I've learned some tricks over the years that you can actually use things out of your cabinet to make really great products in the comfort of your own home. Now, the first one I actually discussed with Rosemary, and I absolutely adore it, and I use it almost, I would say, once a week, organic coconut oil deep conditioning mask. Now, again, you can buy coconut oil from anywhere. I usually use Trader Joe's, but I don't know if everybody has a Trader Joe's in their town. You want to find coconut oil that is cold-pressed and unrefined. Usually a price point for this might be like $5.99 to maybe $10.99, depending on where you're shopping. So first ingredient, coconut oil, and then castor oil. Most people can buy it at Walmart. Castor oil is actually a very, very, very thick oil that you can purchase. Sometimes you can buy it as little as $2, sometimes as high as $15, depending on what exactly you're getting. Another ingredient I like to add to that is argan oil. A lot of people already have stuff like Moroccan oil, argan oil for their hair, so we're going to add that to the mix. And then last but not least, we're going to add an egg. I use the egg because it has a lot of collagen in it. It's a great product to put in your hair if you feel like your hair is thinning, if you have severe breakage, if you have colored your hair too much. And if you have an avocado laying around, I usually throw that in if I have it, but it's not necessary. So with those ingredients, again, coconut oil, castor oil, argan oil, an egg, an avocado if you have it, what you're going to do is you're going to take a small container. You're going to throw 3 tablespoons of coconut oil in the container. And it's usually very thick and it hasn't melted yet, so you're going to have to kind of scoop that out. You're also going to take a half a tablespoon of castor oil. You don't want to use too much of that because it's a very potent, very thick oil. You're also going to use 1 tablespoon of an argan oil if you have Moroccan oil. If you have like an olive oil, you could use that too as a substitute. Now, you're going to put that container into just a soup bowl. Fill the soup bowl up with some water. Close the container. Make sure it has a lid and let it sit. Let the oils emulsify. So the coconut oil will melt. It's almost as if it's a hot oil treatment. Now, I'm going to step back a little bit because if you are going to put the egg in, you do want to take it out of the refrigerator and let it kind of get to room temperature. And the reason being, if you put a cold egg into this mix as we've already heated up the oil is going to harden again, and we don't want that. So once your oil is emulsified and it's moving around the container, you can throw your egg in, you can throw your avocado, mix it. I usually part my hair down the center and then part it from ear to ear, and then I take that solution and I put it all over my scalp and I pull it all the way to my ends. Wrap my hair up in either a cap or a hot towel. I usually sit with it minimum 15 minutes, sometimes up to an hour. And then you have to jump in the shower, scrub it out, shampoo and conditioner as usual, and style your hair. It mends split ends. Your hair is going to have a lot of bounce to it. It's going to be absolutely stunning.
So you said that when you put all the mixtures together, right, that you didn't want to put the egg in because, you know, you don't want to add it cold. So do you heat up the ingredients when you put them all in the bowl? Do you, and then you add water, do you actually heat those ingredients?
Well, the bowl and the hot water is what we're going to heat up.
Okay,
it's
hot water. Okay, I didn't know it was hot water. So is it like boiling hot water, you know, like you'll boil it and it's, I guess that makes everything, you know, it melts everything, so I guess, right?
It has to be boiling. I usually use the hottest water on the tap because you don't want it scalding hot where you can't even put it on your scalp. So I usually use the hot water in out of your faucet is, and then the little container that you can, I mean, it's like a little, I guess you can call it a food container. Make sure it has a lid on it because you don't want water to mix in with those oils. You're throwing that in the bowl with the water to create your hot oil treatment. So your coconut oil is going to emulsify. It's going to melt down. So then you can actually blend the castor oil and argan oil. You're going to mix it up. Now, when that's a liquid form, then you take it out of the bowl with the hot water. You throw in your egg and or your avocado, and you just keep mixing it, mixing it, mixing it until it's a full mix. When it's completely mixed, then you lather it onto your hair.
Okay, so because I know that you had sent me these things, but the other thing that people may not realize is adding the egg. The egg actually helps, of what you sent me, it helps your hair from falling out. You know, when you brush it and you get a lot of hair in your comb, the egg will help to prevent that. And also, you can just have the recipe for the egg where if you've got really thin hair, you know, people that they have to cut it into a good shape because it's so flat and thin on their head. And I'm going to read this because you sent this to me. And you take 1 egg, 1 tablespoon mashed avocado, and 1 tablespoon of honey, and you mash that all together. And it does. It says in particular not to let it drip into your eyes or your mouth. So it's really important that you kind of do it with your head lean back a bit. Then put a cap on it and wait at least 15 minutes. I'm one of these half an hour people or even longer if I'm doing something while I have it on. And then rinse it with cold water. That seems to be important. And then shampoo and conditioner. And that's just for thinning hair. And you said something, too, about the other uses of coconut oil. Tell me what you told me earlier as we were talking about this morning.
Sorry. I know it's a lot to take in, but briefly, really quick, another thing that I do with coconut oil, how many people drink coffee every single day? I know I do. Every morning I need my coffee. What do we do with those coffee grounds? We usually just throw them out. So I'm going to give you a quick use of your old coffee grounds mixed with coconut oil and a little bit of a thicker salt, and you're going to create one of the most amazing cellulite treatments ever, and it's something that you can actually do on a consistent basis. Now, everybody knows that cellulite, number one enemy is caffeine. Caffeine is known to tighten pores. It provides antioxidants to the skin when applied topically. So literally, you can just take a simple bowl, throw those old coffee grounds. Make sure you've already used them. They can't be new. Throw them in a bowl. You're going to take maybe 2 to 3 tablespoons of coconut oil, depending on how many coffee grounds you have. It's up to your discretion. I usually throw either a very grainy salt or a grainy sugar in there as well. It's your choice. I know some people are allergic to salt, so don't put a salt in. Put a grainy sugar in. Mix it up thoroughly. Go into the bathtub. After you're done taking a shower, scrub the areas where your cellulite is in a circular motion. Just scrub it. And you're going to notice over time that those areas that are dented, it's usually, cellulite is usually tissue that's been blocked. So it's going to create a circulation, which you're going to notice the cellulite is going to lift, and you're going to have more of a smoother appearance. Also, you're going to get an amazing scrub, and that's next to nothing for cost. And my last thing that I do with coconut oil is called coconut oil pulling for your teeth. There's a lot of bacteria and a lot of plaque that we're unable to reach with a toothbrush. So you literally just take a scoop of coconut oil, put it in your mouth, swish it around. Now, this is a little bit time-consuming because this one takes about 10 to 15 minutes of just swishing, 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 swishing. When you're done, make sure you don't spit it out in a sink because it will clog once the coconut oil hardens again. You want to spit it out in a garbage can, but you'll notice your teeth feel just as smooth as going to a dentist. It's called coconut pulling. You can look all these methods up on the internet. I've been using them for years, and I live by my coconut oil. I don't go anywhere without it.
So what I wanted to ask you, the thing for smoothing out cellulite, I guess it sort of breaks up the fat, okay, as it were, and then smooths out the skin because, like you said, it becomes dimpled when you're overweight and or some people just have it and they don't have to be really overweight. It's just where the skin's a little fatty. Can you use it, do you think, not just on your thighs, but could you use it, like, on your belly or other fatty areas would work for that?
It's honestly, you've just made a scrub. So you can use it all. I use it all over my body from top to bottom. You'll notice your skin's going to be a lot smoother. Cellulite basically is a tissue area that has no circulation or hasn't had circulation. So that's why I emphasize, like, if you have cellulite on your thighs or if you have them on your arms, you really want to pay attention to those areas first and really scrub those areas. But you're also going to have another amazing benefit. It's a scrub, so your skin's going to be amazingly soft. The only downside is your tub is going to be very slick because of the coconut oil, so watch your step and make sure you clean it afterwards.
Yeah, I can imagine that. So one of the things, there's something I'm going to add about the egg, and this is something I've been doing for years, and this is one of the best things that you can do for your face, your skin, especially say, like here, I live here in Florida, and even though I'm very careful not to get burnt, you know, sometimes you just do. You may put sunscreen on, but your skin gets a little burnt, and especially you have to watch your face. With it, you take an egg and you separate it. You separate the white from the yolk, and usually I just use the yolk for cooking. I'll put that egg back in the fridge, and you whip up, you know, the egg white is sort of, it's like snotty looking, you know, it's got that slimy. So what you want to do is you want to whip it up so it's a little bit thin, and you apply that to your face. And it doesn't take long to dry. It's like a sort of mask, and it's just packed with collagen. It'll be the best thing you could ever do for your face. It's really good for any kind of aging or wrinkles. You can put it on your neck as well, and that's incredible. But one of the most amazing things about the egg white is, I don't know if anybody's ever done this, but sometimes I'm like half naked cooking in the kitchen, and I may get like a spot of fat on me, you know, like that will burn, and you get this little red mark or any kind of burns. If you put that egg white on that, not only will that mark be gone the next day, but it immediately heals the skin. So it's amazing for burns. I really don't think that most people know that. It'll take the sting away and also immediately work on healing your skin. So if it can do that to a burn, imagine what it does to your face if you use it like a face mask and how it peels your skin. So that's kind of amazing. I also wanted to mention, too, Veronica and I have always had curly hair, even though I torture it to death and straighten it and put huge rollers in when I wash my hair so nobody knows that I have curly hair. The argan oil, you can actually get it on eBay. It's about $11. Now, Moroccan oil is about $35, $40, so there's a huge difference, but they basically are the same thing. So I usually do, when I wash my hair, I will, and condition it, then before, you know, I put rollers in it. I don't know anybody does rollers except me, but when before I put rollers in it or however you dry it, you just put like a little tiny bit like in the seat of your palm, you know, it just forms like, I guess, less than a teaspoonful. It's half a teaspoon if you like. And then you rub that into the ends of your hair and through your hair before it dries. And for me, it's amazing. You know, if you have curly hair or wavy hair, and it, you know, that has a tendency to frizz or tangle. I don't think, I bought everything. I bought frizzies and hair straightener, shampoo and everything else, but nothing works that keeping my hair without tearing it every time I brush it is to use argan oil. It's amazing. I wish I knew this 10 years ago. My hair wouldn't have gone through so much. So anyway, that's my tip on that, because that is something I do use and it is great and it doesn't cost me. I don't have to spend a fortune in the store on, you know, and then of course you can put a face cream, but some of the old-fashioned face creams, I remember as a child growing up, Pond's face cream was like everybody used it. It's sort of, it's old-fashioned because it's been around for since the year dot. But any kind of moisturizing cream is good. As long as you really take care of your skin first, then you've already cleaned it and the scrub will take out all the dirt and everything else, and then just keep your skin nice. And you if you do this before Christmas Day, everybody will go, wow, your face looks great. It is great if you're going somewhere and you kind of use these methods to do that. So do you have any other tips? Because Veronica, okay, is somebody that works out, and I don't, okay? I do not work out. I actually ride my bike and I will walk, but you could never get me into a gym at all. So is there anything else that you know, that somebody can use in the kitchen that you'd recommend?
For working out or just for like cellulite or?
Well, I'm just thinking, like, we've done the hair and the nails thing. How do you take care of how do you personally take care of your feet? Is there anything that you put on there or anything that you use that that you could recommend? Because I know you have really pretty feet, too, so.
I usually use the cellulite scrub that I was telling you about. I scrub the bottom of my feet consistently. Every time I'm in the shower, I have a loofah, and regardless if I've given myself a pedicure or not, I always scrub the bottom of my feet because I think that's where the most buildup kind of occurs, that in your elbows for winter. But I would have to say, you introduced me to the egg white mask probably about 4 years ago, and that's something I still use to this day religiously. Egg white naturally has a lot of collagen in it, and you'd be surprised like just what one treatment would do for you. And it's so less expensive than these expensive masks from Aveda or, you know, Estee Lauder. Just simple egg white.
I know, because you and I have discussed all kinds of hair products and face products, and there are some great ones out there. You know, it's not to knock what you can buy on the shelf, but, you know, most of the time we don't have a budget for that. So it's kind of... Yeah, and there's a lot of things that you can do. And also one of the things that Veronica is very religious, and I think it's an expense that is worth it, is that you always take Andrew Lessman's hair and nails. And you've been taking that for a long time. And, yeah, let's talk about that for a minute, because that's not terribly expensive when you work it out for how long that you use it.
Andrew Lessman Hair and Nail Vitamins is one of the most amazing products I've ever tried. I've done biotin by itself. I've done niacin pills by themselves. The Andrew Lessman vitamins, it has so many other intricate components to their ingredients that you'd be amazed what kind of hair growth you would actually get. And I don't even sell this product. I do not even make a commission. But anybody that ever asks me, what do I do with my hair, I take two of those every single day. It's called Healthy Hair, Skin, and Nails by Andrew Lessman. I love the fact that the capsule is, I think it's like a vegetarian or a vegan capsule, so it immediately disintegrates as soon as it hits your belly. It's not sitting in there. And, you know, sometimes we've been told that if the pill is a certain way, sometimes it just goes right through your system and you don't get any of the benefits of the vitamins because it just passed through. This immediately, when it hits the lining of your stomach, all the vitamins just immerse into your system. Now, I take two a day, and I've done this now for probably like, I went off of it for a little bit. I would say 7 months consecutively, and my hair is the thickest. It's the most beautiful. My nails aren't breaking. They're not chipping. They're not splintering in the center on the sides. I mean, my skin looks amazing. It's like an all-inclusive vitamin. I always recommend anybody. You can find them on eBay. You can buy them on HSN. I usually get mine from eBay. You can find some good sellers that have free shipping and handling on there. But I did remember you just asked something else in my kitchen that I do use. Everybody usually has ginger, a ginger root. If you don't, you can go out and buy one, and cinnamon. Ginger, if you cut a very thin slice of that ginger root and coat it with cinnamon, it actually will be, you can use it as a appetite suppressant. So you take the thin slice, it's about maybe a quarter of an inch that you'll cut off. You cut it with cinnamon, and you just start chewing and chewing and chewing. Now, this is another one that takes a little bit more of a process than, let's say, maybe the hair conditioner. You're going to chew, 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 chew until you feel like you can finally swallow it. When you swallow it, that ginger and the cinnamon will actually aid in a way to help you suppress your appetite. And you can look that one up online, too. That's something simple that I learned on the road. So, I mean, that's a really good tip. Another one that I love, baby aspirin or just regular aspirin. If you ever get a pimple and you don't have any pimple cream, you literally just take aspirin, put it in the palm of your hand or, like, in a little container, put a little water on it, mush it up, and then apply it over your pimple. It's an anti-inflammatory. Aspirin is. So it will noticeably reduce your pimple size. It may not get rid of it overnight, but at least you won't have a big red spot, you know, on your face. And I used to do that before shoots, if something would appear out of nowhere. And it's like, you know, it's Murphy's Law. Every time you have something important, guess what? The next day you have a big pimple.
So I wanted to also mention, too, the thing about the cinnamon and the ginger is that you can't, because most people you can only buy this, it means like a cinnamon stick, not just powdered cinnamon. You can soak it in water to soften it up, to make it more pliable, and so you can eat it easier. But something I wanted to ask you too, because I read this many years ago, and I hear that models would do this, and that is hemorrhoid cream. That, have you ever applied that to your skin? It's supposed to tighten up your skin, you know, like a sort of face lift. Have you ever tried that?
I haven't tried it, but everything's worth a try in my book. Hemorrhoid cream, it's definitely interesting. What exactly does it do?
Tighten up. This is many, many years ago. I had read stuff on, you know, beauty tips and how to get that facelift. You know, if you've got, like, especially, you know, those days when you look a little heavy under the eyes or you feel like your skin's a little saggy looking, you put the hemorrhoid cream on and you just let it sit on your face for a little while and then you wash it off and that, and it actually gives you a facelift. It actually will lift up. So if you're going somewhere, I know that sounds ridiculous. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I'm pretty sure that tip is on the internet somewhere. It's an old idea, an old-fashioned tip, but I just wondered, because you're in the modeling business, if you'd ever use it. It probably is before your time. That's probably what it is. But I think, if I'm right thinking, when I'd read about that, it was in the days when Cindy Crawford was at the top of her game. So it was a long time ago now. And that was one of the tips. I think I read it in one of these, you know, 17 magazine or something like that. And that's what it was. Buy the hemorrhoid cream and plaster it on your face and neck and have a mini facelift for the night if you're going somewhere for the night. So I just think as long as it's not dangerous, as long as you are careful and you don't have things in your eyes, a lot of these products you can buy inexpensively as opposed to buy an expensive mask. Although I actually do like the Dead Sea Salts and the Dead Sea Mud. I remember buying that years ago, and that's kind of amazing for your skin. But then again, you know, we've talked tonight about doing things that really don't cost anything. I mean, what is it to break an egg in your, you know, and make take the mixture and use the egg white for a face mask? So it is pretty, pretty cool. I think that is like you can look like $1 million. I wanted to ask you, too, how do you keep your nails so nice? Because I know that people have regular manicures and pedicures and such, but isn't there, what do you recommend for the varnish? Because I know that that's a thing that is either always chipping or it doesn't last as long, especially if you're active or in a job where you use your hands all the time. What would you recommend? Because you've tried everything. You've had every color and every type of thing. So what would you recommend? What would you think on the market now is something long-lasting or how to preserve your nails?
Usually, well, I mean, I don't know if it's preserving your nails, but I know that when I'm on the road, I usually go and get a gel manicure. I usually get a French manicure gel, and usually because it's a French and there's a clear on the bottom, you don't notice the growth, and I can get about 4 weeks out of that. I don't know if necessarily it's helping the nails because in order to apply it, you have to kind of buff the nail down, the original nail down before you apply the nail polish. But, I mean, I feel like as fast as my hair and nails are growing, I'm not really too worried about it, and I just keep my nails pretty short. The healthy hair, skin, and nail vitamins from Andrew Lessman help. I've noticed a significant change since I started back on it because I went on hiatus from it for a while. You know, just like you just mentioned, the Dead Sea Salt is something that you love and you haven't used it in a while. You know, sometimes right. We are off of products. Maybe we didn't have the money for them. Maybe, you know, we wanted to explore another product. But those go-tos, those basic go-tos are always there. And Dead Sea Salt scrubs and Dead Sea Salt masks are my favorite. I love them.
Yeah, they're really amazing. If you've got a bathtub, and then that to me is not expensive because you don't need that much of it. But if you soak in the Dead Sea salt, that's one of the next to Epsom salts, which I know that people have for aches and pains. But that the Dead Sea salts have the same effect. No, it's very good for your skin and. It also is incredibly relaxing, and you will have a really great night's sleep if you're going to take one of those soaking baths, and then you're going to go to bed. If you have insomnia, I don't think that you will after having one of those soaks with that. But I haven't done that in a while too. But that is incredibly good for your body, especially if you're tired and you work long hours or your feet are killing you. That's a great thing. Just put it in a bowl and soak your feet when they're achy with the salts. But those things are not really expensive. You can buy a lot of expensive foot creams, but the Dead Sea Salt is incredible for your skin. And I know many years ago I'd sent a jar to my parents, you know, or a packet rather, and that worked out really good. So there's like so many things that you can do, and there's even more tips, and I know that if you search online for certain things, you will be surprised how inexpensive, even a coconut oil, a jar of that can have many uses, plus you can cook with it, too, and you said, didn't you say that you put it on your face as well, just like wipe it on your face, like a moisturizer type thing?
Well, my skin is really oily, so I don't use it as for that on my face, but when it's very cold, because I'm about to go into season for modeling, and I travel to New York, I usually bring it, and I usually lather it on my arms, I lather it all over my, you know, my feet, my legs, I use it as a lotion, as a moisturizer.
So do you find that is it greasy? I mean, I know it's greasy, okay, but is it greasy to, like, wear? I mean, does it sort of dry in your skin quickly? Does it absorb? Because I've never used that. I actually like the argan oil on your actual skin, apart from using it on your hair. Argan oil smells great, and it's, if you don't put too much on, if you have dry areas like your elbows and stuff and your knees and certain areas of your body's a little bit dry, argan oil is very, very good. So what do you think about the coconut oil? Does it, you know, is it greasy?
It depends on the climate you're in. I mean, you live in Florida still. I'm from Florida. There's a lot of humidity in the air, so coconut oil may not be a good fit for you. But when I'm traveling up north and the climate is drier, it's perfect. Usually I'll lather it on. I'll go do my makeup, my hair, and usually the 20 minutes that takes or 25 minutes it takes to do that, it's already dried into my skin. It depends on the climate.
Yeah, I think you're right. It does depend on the climate. One of the things about coconut oil, too, is that people don't – it has so many uses. First of all, it's really healthy to cook with it. You know, your food is going to taste – it's not going to – even if you're not partial to coconut, most people like it. But even if you're not partial to it, it does have a sort of unique flavor to something that you might cook. The only thing that you have to be careful is when you cook with it, I would suggest slow cooking, especially if you're frying maybe like plantains or something like that, because anything high, it will burn quickly. That's the one – I know that because I've done it. Okay? So I know that when you're using coconut oil, as great as it is for food, that it, you know, you have to gently use it, and then you don't need to use very much of it, and your food tastes great with it. And plus, it's really, really good for your body. Even that stuff you said about using coconut oil to swish in your mouth, it's also not so bad to just eat directly too. It's like one of the best things you can put in your body. There's just so many things, you know. There's a lot of stuff out there, but I think tonight we were just talking about things that you may initially think, oh, I don't want to pay $6 for a jar of coconut oil, but it's going to last you, and it's going to have so many uses. So you've got to think of, you know, it's not a waste of money. You can use it up in as food, as for yourself as well. So it's just so many, many things and uses for that. So what else would you recommend? Oh, I know I was going to ask you. Have you ever tried any of the eyelash growth products? I mean, that's something I did read, that if you use pure, what is it? I'm thinking it's castor oil, okay? Pure castor oil. It's got to be organic, and I'm not sure what the difference is in case there's something in it, but some people have tried just put it in between their fingers and then wiping their eyelashes with it, and apparently that stimulates growth. That's what I read, so I don't know. So what do you think? How do you take care of your eyelashes?
Again, I go right back to the healthy hair, skin, and nails. I think a lot of those eyelash growth serums, just like Latisse and some of the other ones, I think they're probably really great, but there's side effects on them that I didn't really agree with. I know one of them, and I think it was Latisse, said that, you know, if you had lighter eyes, you could end up with like a dark ring around your iris. So I never really got too much into that. I just tried to take my vitamins, and I haven't had a problem with my eyelashes. So, I mean, everybody's different, though. I know I have a girlfriend of mine that uses Latisse and loves it, but I've never had a chance to try it.
I do think that everybody's hair is different, and I'm pretty fair skin, so I don't think I'm going to be growing thick black eyelashes. You know, I just don't think it would work for me somehow. But although I don't wear false eyelashes, because I think they actually rip out my own eyelashes, and then I would look like I had nothing. So is there anything that you want to? Let me look at the time here. Is there anything else that you would like to add as a final beauty tip for the Christmas season? Because I'm going to start taking calls in a minute. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
just always try to wear a smile because a smile goes a long way and it makes you feel pretty. I always try to, you're my best friend, so you've heard my ups and downs, but as soon as I leave the door, I always try to wear that smile. So.
Well, I've actually found that if I have the grumpies, I know this is going to sound amusing, okay, but if I wake up and I'm thinking, okay, snap out of it, there's no reason for me to be miserable, I actually try saying happy, 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 joy, joy, joy 3 or 4 times walking around the house, and that seems to lift up the vibration. It's like crazy, okay? But I've done that. I run around going happy, 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 joy, 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 just because I'm not feeling so happy, you know, I'm like just feeling like grumpy because I am not a morning person. Anybody that knows me knows that I am not a morning person. I do not even turn my phone on till 10 o'clock, so I'm afraid I'm going to pick up the phone and go, what? I'm not good in the morning. So that's what I try. So if you want to stay on and listen while I'm doing my readings, you're welcome. I am going to play a Christmas song. I've been playing these old-fashioned back from the 30s, Bing Crosby, that nobody knows who the hell that is anymore, and all kinds of old Christmas music. So I am going to play Christmas music, and when I come back, my first caller is 252-572. So then I will get to that. So anyway, you're welcome to stay on. If you think of anything else that you would like to add, just let me know, and we'll talk about that. And in between, I will do the readings. So I'm just going to go to music.
I would love to be on.
Okay, so I'm going to go to Christmas music now, and hopefully it's going to play because I'm not the best DJ. Here it is. Okay, that was Damon, who I've never heard of in my life, but it goes along with Eddie Fisher and Bing Crosby and all the, that's my parents' era. So I'm sort of determined to get through this Christmas CD thing, because I know that I would never play that at any other time. It's just not my thing. I would be playing Michael Jackson as opposed to this at Christmas time. I actually like El Divo, to be honest. They've got amazing voices, but this is kind of like a thing, but as it's Christmas, I've made a determination to do that in the last couple of shows, and I'm thinking, okay, we will get through the Christmas CDs. I also want to mention that on next week's show, on the third eye, I'm going to have Cynthia Hodges on with me, and we're just going to do like a Christmas show, which is probably not going to be much different than any other show. We'll be doing readings, and hopefully people will be gearing up for the Christmas holiday. I can't believe that we're right on top of Christmas already, and where the hell did the year go? So we're all hoping for a much better new year. It should be. We have a 9-year next year. So let's hope that anything we started and anything that we want is going to come to fruition next year. So I believe that it will. So we have to be hopeful. So I'm going to, and I want to thank my guest, Veronica Berry, for coming on and giving us her tips, because, you know, and that's another thing, people, you can go in the archives. If you didn't remember anything and you think, oh, I'm going to try it, just go in the archives and you can jot it down. You know, I forgot to say that at the top of the hour, take a pencil or pen and paper or something. Anywho, enough chit-chat. So let me go to my first caller here, which is 252-572. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what is your name?
Oh, my name is Naima.
Oh, sorry, say it again.
Naima.
Laima?
Naima.
Naima. Okay, you know, forgive me. I'm not up on all these modern names. Okay. So, so what is your question?
Can I get a general?
No. Okay. It's just one question on the radio. Okay.
Okay. Do you see me getting a job soon?
I do think that you'll get a job. Have you been looking for like a couple of months here?
Yeah, maybe years, yes.
Oh, well, I don't know. You can get, it depends on if you have a particular thing or something that you won't do, because otherwise you could. So let me just look and see, let me see what's most important in your life here.
Okay.
The job thing is, I know it's important, but it's not the most important thing, I don't think, in your life. So let me just look. As far as getting a job, I do not, you could have taken probably a Christmas job somewhere, but not now. You're not going to be getting a job at this moment. I do see if you really, really want to work, that is, I mean, that means that you're not going to have an area where you go, okay, I'm not going to do that. I do think that you have an opportunity to get a job by the end of January. For some reason, I don't feel, more towards the middle of February, I don't feel that there's anything going to, I think January is going to just come and go for you. And it's like it's going to be gone in a flash. And then I think that you're going to find something that you really, really want. I do think, I am going to mention, do you have more than one man in your life?
No, I don't have any. But I have been having dreams of a stranger I've never seen, so very interesting. So
well,
I don't know.
I will tell you this. There's going to be like two people. You know what? You know that saying, it never rains, but it pours? There's going to be two people coming into your life. One is slightly older than the other, and one is more of a sexual relationship, okay, more of a tactile, like attraction, crazy chemistry than the other. And the other one's going to be more stable, but I'm not so sure. I'm just not so sure that either one of these people is the right person for you. I do see you being a lot more happier in your choices for the coming year. There's a lot of frustration around you, but it is because there are some changes within you that you have to make. It's like you just thought, okay, I'm going to go do it and actually go do it. I also see, I don't know if this is a friend of yours, but there are people, or there's someone around you that may not be doing something that they should be doing. It could be drugs or something of that nature, and there's a really good possibility that you may hear of someone that is going to pass away through some foolish accident. And I'm going to say that's within a 3-month period, and it's going to surprise you. it's going to be like, oh, wow, oh, God, I didn't know that. There's something here where you won't be able to put your finger on it, and then you'll kind of find out what it is. But to me, it feels like substance abuse of some sort, okay? It doesn't
right.
feel, it's not because it's their time to go, I'm going to tell you that.
Wow.
I know, exactly. So I'm not going to be the bearer of bad news all night. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
I do know with the job thing that you'll be okay. I just think there's nothing that sort of thrills you or like, oh, okay, I could do that, or you don't want to do it or you do want to do it. But I do think that you think it's time to work. And so you may find something at the end of January and then you go for the interview and you know how that is. It's usually maybe once or twice, you know how those things are. Nothing is, you don't
right.
sit in an office anymore and they go, oh, you got a job. You have to wait through whatever. And then maybe you go back for a second one and then you got a job. But I feel like you're going to work in a company where there's a lot of people. I don't see you working in a small establishment at all. I feel like there's a lot of people, where you're going is a lot of people. Like if you were to work in a department store, that's a lot of people. You're going to work in a big place. I do not see you in some tiny, and it's somehow you'll fit in there. I'm not sure you'll stay or this is going to be long term, but it's like something that you feel the need to do. So I think that you will, in answer to your question, you will get a job and this will suit you for a while. We go, okay, why not? That's kind of how you'll feel. Why not? I can do this. This will be fine.
Right. Okay.
But also something else, too. Is there some schooling that you need to finish?
I'm thinking about, like, sitting it off and just putting it off because I need to find a job. And, but Anna, because I totally bombed last semester, so I'm thinking, but then I was like, well, I can take one class next semester, one of the classes, and redo one of them at a time and just take it real slow because maybe I'm just going too fast for my own good. And I don't like the subjects. So, I mean, one of them I like, but I still need, I don't know what's wrong with me. Frustration, whatever I'm going through, it's just, I don't know. I'm not thinking the way I'm supposed to probably be thinking. There's something wrong with me. That's what I'm thinking. But anyway, I was going to go take one of the harder classes. Take one class and just do it. And then when the summer comes, take the other class over, redo it. And then I was going to apply for, this school, apply for nursing. Oh, but I don't know. I'm frustrated. Like you said.
I think that you should. I don't think the job you're going to take is your career. That's what I think. I think you're just going to work, okay? And you're going to do it, and that will do. But I do think, as far as finishing your classes or what you need to get done, that is something that you will do and you will complete because you need to do it, and then you can move forward and pick what you want to do. But that's maybe why you won't be staying in that job. It's a job for what it is. It's a job, and you just need to work or do something. But it's not somewhere you're going to stay. So maybe it's because of your school you'll finish something and move forward and have more focus of where you want to be. So I think it'll be good. So I wish you the very best, and I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you for having me. Stay blessed. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. My next caller is 904-347.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, 1 second here. I've got the phone upside down. Oh, sorry. Hi, my name is Patty.
Sorry, what's your first name? I don't know what is it tonight. What is your first name?
Hold on 1 second. I had a phone problem. My name is Patty. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Did you say Patty?
Yes, like Patricia.
Good. Thank God. Okay, I got it right. Okay, Patty. So what is your question?
Well, I want to know if you could shed some light on a situation that years ago I had a connection with a person that sort of came about through divine intervention, really, that was a very intense soulmate connection at a very heart level. And you know, we're separated by continents and whatnot, but we meet in dream a lot. And I just want to know if anything will occur in the future with us meeting or getting together in the third dimensional time we are in now.
Well, do you actually have, outside of the dream state, do you actually have contact with this person? Because I don't feel that you do.
No, I don't. Nope.
Okay. It was sort of interesting. It depends on a lot of stuff. I think that the dream state you have, you know, like when we think of somebody and then they call us the next day and they go, wow, I should think of you. I do think that that person is thinking of you also. But if you've changed phone numbers or there's this, you know, I feel like this person is attached now in his life. Is this about 10 years ago?
Yes, probably, maybe a little bit longer. Yeah, he is married, actually. I mean, we've never been together, and
okay. It
all just sort of happened, but he has been in a very long-term marriage, yes.
I don't think that you're going to connect to him. And, you know, this might be a soulmate thing. Of course it is from another lifetime, but it is something that you have to let go of, because otherwise, and I don't mean that you can't have the memories, all right? I don't mean that. I just mean that you keep it close to your heart because you're thinking of each other. This is not going to ever go anywhere. You know, I feel that this person look at it this way. If he's married, he has no intention of leaving. So how can you ever, you know what I mean? You can't have a happily ever after somewhere. I mean, this is not, it's kind of like the soul always wanting, or the heart always wondering, what if, you know, if it, it's just one of those things that ships that meet in the night kind of thing, which is always exciting. But think about it this way. I think in the big picture, if you lived with him every day, you probably wouldn't be able to stand him. I'm going to say that. You just that you're the lucky one. You're the lover du jour here, you know, the hot woman and the whole thing, you know, the whole exotic thing here for what it was worth. And you're not married to him, and his wife is probably trying to escape him half the time. So I just don't be glad you're not married to him, because he would not be somebody that you actually could tolerate long term, oddly enough. I just feel that. I think he has this very I think there's a part of him that's very controlling, okay? Very controlling person. As passionate as he is, he's also very controlling. And when you're married to somebody like that, there are times when you just wish, okay, let me put a sock in your mouth, whatever. I just don't, just take it for, that's what romantic novels are made of. The clandestine meetings, the love on the train, whatever, you know what I mean? You know, those are amazing, but some of these people are just passing through your life from other lifetimes and actually do you a favor, that the fact that they're not married to you. So, so I do think that as nice as it is to think about it and think of the amazing thing that it was, it is also not reality in the sense that you would like it. Okay. So let me just move into next year, because I don't really feel there's anything what's left of this year for you. I do think that, and it's not him, okay, but I do think you're going to meet a very similar type of personality, and I think it's fairly early, like somewhere between the end of March and the beginning of June. And the reason it feels like such a wide berth is because I feel that you'll have more than one opportunity. And to me, it's like, I don't know how old you are, but I feel like you like to go dancing, or you want to dance. It's kind of like, you know, are you taking salsa classes? What do you do? What is it that you're going to do that is like part of this fire that you have?
Well, I love dancing. I always danced when I was younger, just going out dancing, and then I did take classes.
Yeah,
but I haven't done it in a while. I'm older. I'm in my 60s now, you know. Don't go out as much.
I can still do that. It's just that when you're older, you kind of look silly. You know, I think that. You know, I think that I still jig around to Michael Jackson here and whatever in the house.
Right.
And I would be stupid by doing that. No, really. You know, because I love to dance. But I feel like you're going to do something. Either you're going to join something and you're going to meet somebody as the same fire as you do. It's kind of like, it's a very passionate thing. It's a, you're going to be doing something with equal fire. I feel it's a social event or social gathering, but I feel like it's dancing. I feel like you got, you know, you'll be dancing. And I don't mean like a nightclub either. I mean, you know, somewhere, like a function where you're just thinking, oh, I like this. I like this group. And you'll be dancing, or you're going to take in a class where you'll meet some exciting, interesting, I don't know, I feel like it's something where you'll meet a group of people and you're still, you'll do trips together. There's somebody new coming into your life that's, that it feels like a Gemini energy to me, and I believe, and forgive me if anybody's Gemini listening, but as far as Gemini men are concerned, and actually Leo men as well, and my friend here that's on the show with me tonight will bear this out. I said they all should be killed at birth.
They should what?
Yeah, I said that. I said they should all be killed at birth. Because
you know, it's funny. My father was a Gemini, and my first long-time first boyfriend for like 5 years was a Gemini.
God.
And I'm a Capricorn. It was like, oh, God.
Oh, God. Yeah, oh, God, it is. It's like, one, you don't know where you're coming or going, even though they're great and they're charming. And the other one can be really sweet and generous, but also everything's all about them. So, you know, it's like, oh, good God. But anyway, that's what I feel. It feels like an air energy. It feels like the person that wants to zip around the floor with you would take your hand and take you to the park and sit on the kids' swings too. I feel like this person has a lot of energy that's coming into you. I'm also seeing, it is kind of strange here, but are you thinking of leaving the state where you live and go move somewhere else?
No, not right away. I just moved from one area of the state over towards the ocean, and I'm in temporary place for a few months till finances and things come together and I get out of storage. So I was thinking of moving, you know, within the area.
Yeah, maybe that was the move, because it was. I was seeing like a big move, but also I'm seeing too. Once everything's settled for you, like you know, you sign the papers and you're settled and where you are, I do see love coming in your life. I do think that maybe this in the summertime is a love interest. It's definitely something. It's definitely a flying high with it. That's what I feel. It's like, oh yeah, let's go do that. Like, there's only you and him in the whole world. You know that feeling. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think it's cool. But this other guy, I think it's great. I think the other guy you had, it is what it is. And yeah, it is a soulmate from another lifetime. But
right.
We would not live with him. No, no, no.
Yeah, and I just needed some closure because it's been so long, and it's like I stopped thinking about it, and then we meet in, you know, with the dream world or wherever, the ethers or wherever, and it's so real, you know, like, and
right.
It's just like, it just drives me crazy again, you know, it's like, go away, you know, because it's sort of, you know, gets my heart all...
That could be, it's not just what you're thinking of the person, but it could be also, too, is that you're looking for that to fulfill in your life. You're looking for that excitement again, and you're looking for that kind of stuff. I'm not saying that he's not thinking about you, because I often think when you have those thoughts of someone else, that they, too, are on that same page, wavelength. They're almost always the case. But even if it was possible to be in touch with you, it just wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't work out. I would hang on to the amazing excitement that you had before and keep that in your book of memories and your memoirs and whatever, and move on and have someone new and exciting, somebody on your door.
Yeah.
So I think that would be
I need somebody physically.
And you, did your dad in spirit?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, did he used to wear like a gold ring, like a square gold ring? It's like a square top to it, you know, like how men's rings are.
He may have. I think sometimes he got ringed through work for sales, and maybe, but mostly I just remember, I think I remember that occasionally. I don't remember it's something he wore all the time.
Did he have like rheumatism, like arthritic?
He passed of heart disease, actually.
He may have had some rheumatism.
I was away for a long time, and we weren't really close, so I didn't always really know what was going on.
Because I'm seeing a man here, okay? Because I'm going to have to let you go, but I'm seeing this man here, but his hands look, you know, kind of have that crippledy, you know, that notchy, and I have no idea. I mean, I don't know enough about diseases, okay? But I'm seeing his here, and you know, there's something wrong in so much as that he has something. It's either arthritic or some kind of problem, and I don't know what you're talking about, the disease. I don't know what that is, okay? So I'm seeing that some sort of problem, and then I'm seeing this gold ring. Anyway, he does watch over you. He does watch over you. You know what he does, which is really weird, so don't be freaking out. He actually knocks on you. Do you find that, do you ever hear somebody knock on your door and there's nobody there?
Well, on the window sometimes.
Yeah, he knocks. That's what he does. I know that different spirits do, but I think that he knocks on your door. Anyway, he knocks, and you look up and go, oh, wow, there's nobody there. It's him.
I remember your grandfather. I don't remember my father having hands like that. I mean, I was there when he passed, but...
Yeah, this is like notchy sort of hands, and it just feels like it's difficult to make a fist, you know what I mean? Like the fingers are stiff, and then there's this ring that it's just plain, but it has this square, you know, that flat square, like some men's rings, like square at the top, like a little square. Anyway, that's what he showed me, but he watches over you, and he kind of knocks on the window. I don't know how... some kind of spirit thinks that we know who the hell that is. You know, it's like...
I know.
Okay, knocking on the door, so okay, whatever. So he does. He watches over you, and he makes sure that you're safe. But he does. He kind of likes... You have a very small garden at the front of your place? It's small?
There's a lot of plant life around, more wild plant life, lots of trees and bushes.
I don't know if this is where he lives. He's showing me something where the front yard is very, it's small. You know how so many houses now have a huge yard out front? You know, the house is set back. They've got all this lawn and grass. This is where the house is closer to the front, you know, the front part than they are these days, the way they build them now. And when you walk out the house, there's like a little garden either side with a little gate and a little fence. You know, it's real small, like the front of the house is small. So I don't know, maybe I can ask around either family whose house that was, but maybe it was his.
That's what
he's showing me, so... Okay, darling, to go, because I do
have
some other people. Yeah, but I could go on and on. You're like easy to talk to. I wish you happy Christmas and good luck in all your romantic escapades. So I think that's great.
Oh, thank you so kindly, and Merry Christmas to you, and be blessed. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right,
bye-bye. Okay, let me see. I have to see who's been waiting here the longest here. Okay, area code 312-493.
Hello, listeners.
Yes.
Hey, this is Tina. Merry Christmas coming up.
And to you too. Yeah, I think it is going to be, I think like every year that Christmas seems to come and go with a blink.
I know.
It's here and you go, oh God, and all that hoo-ha and everybody's broke and, you know, spent too much money at Christmas and it's over and done in a day. So it's not for me because I have my tree up for nearly 3 months. I put my Christmas tree up at the beginning of November and I don't take it down until I really like my Christmas tree. So I really enjoy every second of it.
I don't even have a tree.
Pardon?
I don't even have a tree.
you're a Scrooge. You got to have a tree. You have to have a Christmas tree. So, Tina, so what is your question here?
Well, Mary, I wanted to know what you see for me in terms of love or what's coming up for me in general.
Okay. All right, there's a couple of things here. Are you making a change to your physical being, Tina? Are you looking to change how you look? Are you getting a different wardrobe here?
Well, my wardrobe, it's a little cluttered right now, and I want to rebuild my wardrobe. So that is actually in my mind. I want to reorganize my wardrobe. My mind is going crazy.
I think that you are. I think you're going to have a new look. It's like out with the old, in with the new, literally. Like you're going to go, you're going to buy something and you think, well, that color looks good on me, or I don't normally buy that kind of thing, but it looks great on me. You're going to change the way you look. And I think the energy changes regarding that is going to also attract other energy, something new. You're not going to do the same-o anymore. I also see you, this along with this change here, there's a severance of somebody that you've known or somebody that, to me it doesn't feel intimate, but it might be. It just doesn't feel like it's right to me, so I'm going to say that. But there's a severance here down the road, and the severance is more than one area. It's I see a move for you. Even if you're not thinking of moving, I think that you are going to move, and I think you're going to move somewhere September. It's the latter half of next year. It's like the end of the year, so there's a move for you. But with that also is the cutting off of things that don't work for you. It's almost like you're going to weed out your garden of people, too. I know that's an interesting way of putting it. There's a few people here. There is somebody that's keen on you. So is there a neighbor or somebody that talks to you and kind of is, like, sweet on you that you don't want? Is there somebody around you that says hi to you and you kind of know if you went there?
Not hi, but, yeah, I'm talking to somebody I've known in the past. And we talk, but I don't know what his intentions are. It seems like he wants to come forward. He doesn't want to come forward. He confused me a little bit, and I had some conversation with him yesterday. I said, you know, if you don't try, you never know, because I'm not going to be chasing anybody. You have to either put in some effort or not. I'm not doing it.
I think he's... I think he wants to, but it depends. How much does somebody want enough, okay? It's not your place to fall into. I don't think it's for you. I don't think there's enough on there. I do think that you, and this is not, I'm not seeing like a love relationship yet.
No,
I do
it's
see
not.
we'll be meeting somebody in and around end of February. I'm going to say going into the spring, beginning of the summer. And I don't see it developing into, like, marriage or love marriage. I just feel like you're going to be particularly careful of who you get involved with. There is something about you where it's not worth it to you unless it really is worth it to you, if you get what I mean.
Yes.
So it's not that you're alone or you won't meet people. It's just that I don't see you meeting the right person just yet in your life. And I'm even thinking a lot of times when people move and there's this move here, like end of August, beginning of September, around that area, I think also there's going to be a love interest right after that. I mean, literally on the heels of it, if you like. So you can meet somebody and you can move with them. That I'm not sure. It's almost like on top of each other. Yeah.
That is not making sense to me because I just purchased a place and I've moved. I don't know if you read in the past or...
No.
Then
this is
a move, and then it has to be a husband or something. I don't know.
It might be that. It might be something because I don't feel that this move here is the one that you just had. No, it's not. It's not the one you just had. So there would be that. Oh. Yeah, you're right. There would be no reason for you to move from where you are unless you're going to be with somebody and you have something together that's big enough for two people, like an ideal. You know what I mean? Like an ideal thing.
Yeah.
But if you're not meeting anybody through the course of the year here, up until the end of next year, that I feel is, it's just dating or fun or, you know, so don't throw your heart away. I just feel like you're just like, okay, I'm over it. I'm sick of these people. You're just not going to take it. You're going to, yeah, I can take care of me, thank you. I don't need that. I do not see it. I do not see you putting up with or tolerating anything less than what you really, really want. I just don't see that. And that's okay, because you really, yeah, you're not one of these, you're not a wilting flower. You're not one of these people like, oh, my God, I can't get a man. Or you're just not like that at all. And it's going to come your way. It's going to come your way without you even asking. I'm going to say that. So it's
wow.
Cool.
Yes. I can't wait to meet the right person, but, you know, I'm not going to waste my time. It's just not worth it. You're right. I'm not going to do it. You know, I don't feel like my clock is going. I don't care. I mean, whatever needs to come my way. So that's what I'm waiting on. Wow. But I'm excited
everybody else is just casual, like a casual date or, yeah, I'll go out to dinner with you or go to the movies. Actually, I want to go see the new Star Wars movie, too. I'm getting back into the... I used to be in that years ago when it first came out. So, yeah, you'll be able to do things with people that I don't see, you know, arrows and flames of arrows at the heart for a while here. I don't think... I mean, that's a way to describe it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, I just see that. It's not because you're practical. It's because... you're not one of these people that date somebody ever all the time and then you think, oh, I don't know. And I think you're going to live your life. But mostly you're going to make changes to you. You're going to change the way you look. You're going to throw away things you've had forever. And you think, oh, why do I keep this? I don't wear it. You're going to make some changes that will bring in new energy for you. That's what you're going to do. It's like spring cleaning your life, your body. You just look at yourself and go, okay, what can I change about me? And you're going to do that. You're going to make a change. Because I think it's cool.
I started doing that because I'm going to see the dermatologist beginning of the year. And I've been actually taking care more of my skin, drinking more water. And I was thinking I have to go through my closet and stuff. Oh, you're so right about that, Rosemary.
Yeah, you're going to do that. But that change brings, see, it's like when we talk about energy, when we move the furniture even, okay, when we move furniture or when we clean out the closet, when we do that, we're shifting energy around. But this energy for you is just to have more skip in your step. More of a, what do I want from life and how am I going to do it? And there's also a trip coming up for you, too. You're also going to plan a trip and go away and spread your wings. And it's kind of like being on the Titanic with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, wow.
You're going to spread your wings. I just see you making the changes that we always say we're going to do and people never do. You know, the New Year's resolutions and people say, oh, I'm going to do blah, 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 and they never do. And I just see you actually doing it. You go, okay, I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do that. You're actually going to change your life enough to think, okay, I'm this whole new person, new wardrobe, new life, new everything. So I think that's what's going to usher in all the good and positive stuff for you. So I'm going to wish you Merry Christmas. And
you
I have
too.
To go. I have
thank
other people.
Thank you so much, Rosemary.
You're welcome.
God bless you and have a wonderful Christmas.
And you too.
Okay.
Thank you for joining.
Bye, love. Okay.
Bye. Okay. My next caller is 805-617. Hello? Hello? 805. Okay, maybe they're just listening. All right. I can go back to that. All right. My next caller is 704-776. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. So what is your name?
Hi, my name is Kim.
Hi, Kim. And so what is your question, Kim?
I have an 18-year-old daughter, and she, ever since she was born, you know, we always knew something was different. Well, the past month, I've had three people, two were strangers, and one was a friend of a friend, that have come to me and said that she has the third eye.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, what is that something I just let go? I mean, I haven't even mentioned this to her. But,
how old is
she? She's 18.
So, all right.
She has
so
very, very old soul.
Okay, so maybe she is saying things to people or predicting things or making a comment that maybe only they know, and that's probably what they're repeating. You know, it's like, oh, she told me this or she did that. So I don't think that's anything to be scared of, because people of her generation, we have the indigo children, we have the crystal children, and a lot of those children being born from the 1980s upwards here are children that do have special gifts. You know, they're going to be
right.
environmentally concerned with the world. They're going to be concerned about animals. They're going to be concerned about our planet. And those children, not every child, I wish every child, but those children are going to be more sensitive and empathic and also psychic, or, you know, intuitive or knowing, having a knowing. And that's all it is with your daughter. What's her first name?
Jordan. Now, she's been telling me for a couple of years that she hears things.
Okay.
But
she
says it's not constant.
So she's clairaudio. One of the things for her is she may find the one thing with having any kind of gift, it does separate you sometimes from other people, where other people don't know, especially in her age group, where they don't know how to understand. So I do think that there will be some issues here with relationships, but that always is in that age group. She's 18 years old. I mean, anybody who's 18 anymore, they got a lot to deal with, from student loans to boyfriends that aren't faithful. I mean, I do think there's a little bit of that going on. I'm going to say this about her. Is she at school right now? Is she studying college?
Yes, her last exam is tomorrow.
Okay, which she's going to do. But I'm going to tell you something about her. She's actually going to end up being self-employed or own her own business. So if she's been talking like that, that's because it's true. She's going to end up doing for her or being the boss. I mean, that's not going to come overnight. You have to have money. You have to, you know, certain things have to fall into place. But I see her doing really, really well. I think that, is she studying like business management? Like, is she doing something with books and, you know, paperwork, finances?
Well, actually, she's in fashion design, but she's taking business management also.
Okay. But I see her managing the books. So if that's what she's doing, the design, it's not that she's going to be completely into the design. It's that she has a business. She'll be the one doing the books and overseeing design, if you get what I mean. But I see her being a desk with books and financial planning and all that kind of stuff. So, because I think she's going to run her own show. I don't feel she's going to be part of a team or, I mean, maybe to begin with, as that works when you're very young. But eventually she's going to vision her own thing in her own line, in her own life, and she's going to get it off the ground as well. Also, who's in the one? Is there somebody in your family that has a mole or a birthmark on the face?
We all had them, but we had me and my brothers and sisters all have a mole on our face, but I had mine removed, and I think my sister had hers removed.
Okay, yeah, because I'm seeing that. So does your daughter have that too?
I don't think she does. I can't.
Sorry, I'm not being rude. I don't know why I'm showing.
Oh, you're fine.
Okay, what's that on the face? Okay. All right. No, maybe it's just a confirmation of your family. I just wondered if she did, because I was being shown that. So she's going to be successful. You don't need to worry about her at all. You don't.
Okay.
She has a stubborn streak, but that too, with age, will, you know,
be stubborn about the right things, if you know what I mean. You know,
right.
So,
yeah.
No, she's
a good girl.
She has a very talented young woman, and she's very, very much protected. So I want you to know
yeah.
that everybody passed on over there would suffocate her. If they were alive now, they would suffocate her as a you know, with the affection. It's like that kind of family where everybody hugs everybody and kisses everybody. You know? So that's what would happen. She'd be suffocated with kisses and hugs where she'd go, oh, my God, get off me. So that's what they're doing from the other side. So I do see a lot of people that surround her, protect her. She's going to be just fine. She really is. And very independent.
Right.
She's going to do very – I just feel like the sky's a limit. Yeah, the romantic thing is always – you know what? Everybody's romantic life's a bitch, okay? I'm just going to say that.
Amen.
Like, if you're married, there's something. If you're not married, there's something. Or you haven't met the right person, then there's something. Human relationships with an opposite member here to have a life is never just easy. The reason we love Cinderella and all these things, you know, the romantic movies where you cry and everything, is because that's only a small part of it. The rest of it is when you live with somebody and they're difficult to live with and you have a fight over nothing, that's the reality. So the romantic stuff is wonderful, and we love to tap into that. We go, oh, isn't that wonderful? That made me cry. But in reality is, you know, you don't want to wash somebody's smelly underwear and socks and if they leave them on the floor and they don't put them in the basket, whatever the hell it is. So it's like, you know.
Right.
So there are things in life. So she's going to do great. Do not worry about your daughter and stop worrying about her. She's going to do
okay.
phenomenal. Yeah, she
I'll
is.
I'll stop.
Yeah, stop. Yeah, you won't know. I know you. But you, that's what you do. Give your daughter a little bit of leeway here because she's smart. She knows what she's doing. Nobody knows what they're doing romantically. Okay, I'm going to say that. You fall in love with the wrong
right.
people or you run around with the wrong people. But career-wise and everything else, she's going to do great. And, you know, one day she's going to meet the right person, too, just like most people. So don't
okay.
worry, Mom. It's going to be a great Christmas. All right?
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you. If anyone wants to get out of me, my phone number is 727-524-1010, and my web is rosemaryfox.com. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to everybody. Okay, area code 219-644 is the next. So forgive me, even though I'm talking too much. I'm talking to a few people. Okay, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what is your name?
My name is Liz.
Did you say Ruth?
Liz, yes, L-I-Z.
Oh, sorry, I'm still not hearing you.
Elizabeth.
Oh, Elizabeth. Okay, now I've got that. Hey, you should say that in the first place. That's a great name. Okay, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Okay, all right, Elizabeth, darling, what is your question?
Yes, my question is my relationship. Is it going to go any point anywhere in next year, or is there something totally new going to happen?
Okay, like I always think about relationships, anything can always do with a shot in the arm, okay, in anybody's life. So let me look. What is the person's first name? Can you give me the first name?
Jim.
Okay. All right, so what I'm looking at here is either no work or lack of work or not enough money. Is that him?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So the problem with that is if nothing is done about that, that doesn't make a healthy relationship, because then that's always, apart from any kind of feelings, that's always an issue with, okay, I don't make enough money, and when I get this or when I do that, there's always a reason not to take it further because it's not going anywhere, okay? For me,
okay.
I don't feel... I don't feel, it's not that he doesn't care, okay, but I feel that you're going to be faced with a situation where you're going to make a decision. The change is going to come from you. It's not like he's, you know, running around or you know, it's a comfortable shoe that he's fitted into with you. It's sort of comfortable, but to you, it can be boring sometimes. And I think you are going to be the one that's going to go, I don't know if this is for me. You're going to actually sit on this and go with that. You're going to say that because it, at some level here, it doesn't feel like it's going anywhere, or it doesn't feel like it's fulfilling enough. It's like I said to some other people sometimes, are you going to be the forever girlfriend? And when people think of it like that, they go, no, that's not what I want. I want to settle down, or I want to feel like this person is long-term for me. And this feels like it has, there's a stagnation with it where, okay, how long is it going to stay stagnated? So is it way beyond your time limit? Yeah, and you're not going to do it. So I feel you're the one, okay, that will make the decision to release this. And interestingly enough, when you do, and instead of feeling really sad or really, you know, okay, I wish that it worked, you will actually feel relieved. I know that's awful thing, and I mean that in the nicest way, okay? But you'll feel relieved. You'll feel relieved. You'll think, okay, so I wasn't sure if I should have done that, but somehow I just feel relieved because there is more for you than this. It's like, it's almost like having this relationship, it keeps you moving forward, like having more in your life, you know, having the adventure or planning anything you can, because it's like, it's just stuck in the, like a mouse running around the, you know, it's like in no going nowhere at this moment. And I don't really see it's going to go anywhere anytime soon. So I think that you're not going to ruin Christmas, okay? You're not going to ruin Christmas. But I do think that somewhere, I'm going to say by the beginning of the summer, I don't even see you doing anything like leaving by January. I think you're going to set some kind of marker here where you're going to go, okay, I'm going to give it till, you know, 5 months in here, and then I'm going to make a decision if I feel this is going anywhere or not. And it seems to me, I think you're going to do that, like at the halfway mark, like beginning of the summer, where you're going to go, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore. Feel a little sadness, but not like devastating, not like, oh my God, I shouldn't, you know. No, you're going to think it's going nowhere and I'm not going to do this anymore. Because it's already feeling like that. It's already feeling, okay, how long do I do this before I'm bored out of my skull? So we can kind of get that. It's getting to be boring, okay? And you know, you're just not going to do it. And once you release that, you will meet all kinds of people. I do not think the person you meet right after that is the right one for you, but it's kind of like the stepping stone, the one to get over the one or to get past this relationship. But I don't think within, I'm even thinking within the end of the year into 2017, I don't think you're going to be that long before you're in a real relationship with somebody who has more to offer you, where everything fits, the puzzle fits all the pieces, you know what I mean? That's what I think. I don't have to wait that long, and you'll, I don't see you dating all over the place, but I do see you having someone else, and then I see you meeting somebody that's really the right fit for you. But this is going to put you to sleep, literally. Okay. Oh, good. I'm so glad you can laugh about it, because I'm laughing here, and it's like, no, it's not funny. Okay. So, I wish you a happy Christmas and look forward to a wonderful new year. Okay, I wish everybody that. So thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. I have, I have two or three more people, but I can take, let me go back to 805. They didn't answer before. Let me do that. Hello? No, I guess. I think they're just listening. Okay, let me do 604-588. Hello.
Hi, thank you.
Okay, so what is your name?
Charlene.
I don't know what is wrong with me tonight. I can't hear anybody's name. Say it again.
Charlene.
Charlene?
That's correct.
Okay. That is, now, is that a southern name?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know. It just feels like it might be. Maybe I'm thinking of the kids thing, Charlotte's Web. Okay. So, Charlene, what is your question?
It's regarding love. There's a man I'm seeing, love him to pieces. I guess I just I get confusing messages from him. So it's just getting a sense on what you pick up.
How long have you been dating him? Has it been like a year?
No, it's been a long time. It's been a long time.
Okay. I don't like it when it's too long because I feel like it's time to get off the pot. You know what I mean? So let me look at, let me just see. Okay, so communication is good, but is he younger than you by a couple of years?
He is.
Yeah. You know, it's a weird thing with him. It's not that I don't think that he cares or he doesn't want anything with you. I just feel like he's at some kind of crossroads in his life. Is it okay if you give me his first name?
Yeah, Brian.
Okay. So I'm really trying to see how he was with you and how he feels now. Okay. So this is what's happened with him. He does care about you, but he's backed off to what it used to be. In other words, if he was more outgoing and more all over you and more loving, he's not as much as he once was. And part of it is that he's thinking that this is just the way relationships are. You know, you get used to people and the thrill's gone a little bit, if you get what I mean. And he's kind of thinking that way. But I actually think and this is not your fault, okay? He's changed in his thinking because you're obviously still as crazy about him as from the time you met him, okay? I want you to work harder, and not because you're not, okay? But if you want to keep this relationship, you'd have to work harder to keep it. There's something of the glosses off the rose here, if you know what I mean. And nobody's grass is usually greener on the other side. And that's what people think when they have something good and they know the person's good, and then they're, like, discontented, and then the grass is greener somewhere else, and then they find out it's not. And by the time they've hurt the person who cares so much for them, then they really can't come back because nobody expects that. And then that's killed something very special. So that's what I think about this relationship. In order to keep it, in order to make it happier where there's a future for you, that's still free will and it's still here in the balance. But if you don't have this discussion, if you don't say, we're going to do something special tonight, if you don't rekindle what it is you once had with him, that this relationship won't last. But I do think that you have the opportunity to do that because he's the one that's backed off. And there's a reason for that. It's like the same-o to him. So I don't know what it is you got to do, dress up in, I don't know, Victoria's Secret. I don't know what you have to do, okay? I'm being flip here now. But whatever it is that you have to do to add some change and stimulus to this so that he can see that what he has in you, that he won't get better somewhere else, okay? That's what he's not seeing. Because I don't feel that with him right now. I just don't feel that. I feel this kind of in between, you know, I guess this is the way it is attitude, rather than I'm really happy and I'm looking to a future and I don't want anybody else. He, in this moment in time, is not looking for somebody else, but at the same time, he's also, if somebody said to him, are you going to get married, he'd go, I don't know. Do you know what I'm saying here? It's like he it's not solid right now. So I want you to try and make it solid. Because I don't think he's a bad guy. I really don't. I don't think he's a bad guy. I mean, there are worse than him out there, for sure. But, yeah. So I would try and pull out all the stops. And if you can get closer to him, because I think you're a person that has conversation. I think that you're not shy and saying, look, you know, let's talk about this, you know. Try and get closer to him and find out, you know, what is it that you and he can do together, plan something special, bring some stimulus back into this relationship, because it does need that. Kind of like old married couple stuff now. and you're not, if you know what I mean.
Right. No, we're not.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's my advice to you. I still think you have a chance to keep this, as you love him very much, okay? And then we'll see. So I would work on that. Yeah, I would work on that. We still have free will. Everything's not set in stone. But he's not looking around. He's not off with somebody else. He's not doing anything. He's just kind of bored. So you need to make him unbored. if that makes sense to you, okay? All right. Well, I wish you both a really happy Christmas and have a wonderful time, okay, and a happy new year.
Thank you so much, and you.
And you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I am at the end of the show. I see my friend Pat's on here. I'm going to say hi to her. Hi, Pat. I'm at the end of the show now. So I did what I did to Cynthia yesterday. Say hi to you.
Hello.
Monica's still on here, and she gave us some wonderful tips on beauty stuff and all that. It was all good stuff. Because some of them I do myself, and they're really, really, yeah, it's cheap. It's better than paying $100 for a face cream, and you can make it right out of your fridge. I mean, there's nothing better than that.
I have a dumb question, though. Is coconut oil and palm oil, is that the same thing? Because palm oil are where all the orangutans, they're losing their habitat, they're slash burning. So when you buy coconut oil, is that the same as the palm oil that's tearing up the rainforest and all?
No. Coconut oil comes from the coconuts.
I know, but there's a coconut palm, too. And I've always been confused about that.
Do you know the question to that, Veronica?
I would actually have to Google that. I'm pretty sure it's not the same thing, but I'm going to Google it now.
Well, I'm just, you know, every time I hear coconut, I know there's a coconut palm. You know what I'm saying? There's two different things. And I was just, every time that comes to my mind, I'm thinking, oh, Lord, is this, I need to ask somebody, and I keep forgetting. But, yeah, I loved about the hemorrhoid cream. I've heard that, too. Preparation H will take the bags out from under your eyes.
Yeah, that's
that.
Preparation H. Because this is, like, I'm going back so many years. But it was when I remember reading about that when Cindy Crawford started her modeling career, and she was all young and everything and married to Richard Gere, if you remember. That was all those years ago. And that's something I read about. Preparation H sort of gives you a facelift.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't give you a butt lift. People don't put it down the other area. It doesn't give you a butt lift, that's for sure. I don't know that about palm oil, though, because that's not... because you don't want to do anything that hurts the environment or the rainforest.
They come from different species of the palm. They're not coming from the same plant. It says they come from different species of palm from different parts of the plant. So palm oil is not the same as coconut oil.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think so either. Okay, does that ease your mind, Pat? Because I didn't know that either. I didn't know anything about that.
It comes from the same species but different parts of the plant?
No, it comes from different species of palm. So they come from totally two different plants. So coconut oil.
That's what I'm thinking, because I thought palm, I thought they were related. That's what I was saying. I thought it was something, that's why I was confused.
Yeah, palm oil actually comes from the fleshy fruit of the oil of palm. It doesn't come from a coconut.
Okay,
so it's
cool.
Totally different.
Thank you. Yeah, because that always came to my brain every time I go to buy coconut oil. I'm like, no, before I buy it, I have to check that out so those poor little orangutans don't have, you know, they have their habitat. So.
Yeah, I agree with you. But, you're safe with the coconut oil. And
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Veronica mentioned that she bought that from Trader Joe's, and if anybody's familiar with that, there is one here in St. Pete, and I think one in Tampa. Trader Joe's, if you live near one, really have great prices compared to a lot of people. They have a lot of organic stuff that's really good prices. Just because I just want to mention that again, so you probably would get it there at a really good deal. And actually, TJ Maxx had some the other day, too, at reduced prices, you know, like the fancy stuff, and it's reduced. So it's pretty good. Oh, I have to, before they cut me off, because it's 8:40 now, so I have to get off before. I want to say goodnight, and I love you all, and Merry Christmas. And thank you, Veronica, for coming on and giving all the wonderful tips. And
no problem.
And I'll be talking to you soon. And Pat has her show tomorrow, The Spirit Messages. At what time is it tomorrow, Pat?
I don't know. I think it's 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern. I think that's what we finally decided.
Yeah, go on Blog Talk Radio. You'll see it there under spirituality.
Yeah,
so
we changed it from last week, yeah. I think it's 9 Central, 10 Eastern.
Yeah, so it's you'll see it, Pat, River Spirit Messages. You'll see it on there. So check into that tomorrow, and good night, and I love you all. And, it was a great Christmas show.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Bye.